Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Perrin with another episode of The Christopher Perrin Show, a podcast on the TrueNorth.fm podcast network. And today, I'd like to take a look at a word that's very important to me in my life and profession, and that's the word education. Education is a word that has been stretched thin such that when we use it, we're not sure really what we're referring to. Not like we used to, say, 100 years ago when the word had a very clear and understood meaning. Today, you can get an education in manners, or you can get an education in astronomy, or philosophy, or nursing, or engineering. You can get all kinds of education. It can mean almost anything. But it used to have a much more piquant and clear meaning, even though, even in the past, it had a range, not nearly the wide range it has today. Today, when we use the word education, we tend to think of training for something practical. We tend to think of education as being instrumental or utilitarian. It's going to give us something that we need primarily to pursue a vocation, a profession, or a job. And I don't want to quibble with the use of this word that way, because, you know, the meaning of words do change. And we have to just acknowledge that. In fact, what you see in front of me is the Oxford English Dictionary, the micrographic edition, and it gives us etymologies or word histories for every entry, of which there are 600,000. This is the best English dictionary by far that exists. I have the micrographic edition here. That means all 600,000 words in two volumes, printed in a really tiny font, such that you need this magnifying glass I'm holding in my hands, for those of you who are viewing this podcast, in order to read it. And of course, it's a little bit less expensive than buying the 20-volume set of the standard printed version of the OED, which maybe you can find in a good library. Well, if we look up the word education in this dictionary, we can find, first of all, it's the etymology of the word and its history, what it used to mean, what it continues to mean. And we can also see many examples of the word in use. That's another thing that the editors of the OED have done. They've scoured literature from the past and looked for examples of a word like education being used in a variety of different kinds of literature over centuries. So in the OED, the first quoted use is from 1533, and the most recent one is from 2000. So you get to see the word being used. Well, what did education mean? Used to mean? Well, it's from a Latin word. Let's go to the etymology. It's from educare, and educare doesn't mean job training. It doesn't mean practical acquisition of skills in order to get a good job. It meant upbringing. It meant rearing and raising and developing and cultivating a child or an animal to full maturity. That's what it meant. Educare in Latin means to lead. We get the word, say, duke from this. I hope a duke is a good leader. We get the word conduct and induct. The word duct itself, where air is being led through some ductwork in this very building right now, all are derived from ducere. Well, educare or exducare in Latin means to lead out. So there's this sense, if you think about it metaphorically, of leading or unfolding, leading out a young child into the world, achieving full maturity as an adult. This is at the root of educare, and we see it in the OED. In fact, the first definition in the OED, the online version, is this: the process of bringing up a child with a reference to forming character, shaping manners and behavior, etc., the manner in which a person has been brought up, an instance of this. So, bringing up a child to full maturity in character, growth in virtue, in manners. Is this what you think of when you think of the word education? Here's the third definition for education in the OED: the culture or development of personal knowledge or understanding, growth of character, moral and social qualities, as contrasted with the imparting of knowledge or skill. That's noteworthy. This further definition in the OED is contrasting growth in virtue, in manners, in character, with the acquisition of skill, even the imparting of knowledge. So at the root of education is this idea of growing in virtue, wisdom, character, manners, full maturity as a human being. This is what's been ebbing away in our understanding of education. This is not usually, in my experience, what comes first to mind when you read about or hear about education. And if you think about it, our colleges today still have some of the ideals of this definition of character development present. It still exists in phrases like a well-rounded education. It exists in the ideas of a humanities education still. Why would you want a humanities education? Well, because you want to understand the human. You want to understand humanity. You want to understand what it means to live well, to be well, to flourish as a human being. If those ideas still persist in some aspects of the way we think of education, then that's hearkening back to this older way of understanding education. The Greeks had another word, and it was paideia, and it was the Romans would often translate the Greek word paideia with educatio, and paideia meant something similar because the Greek pais paidos meant child. It persists in our word encyclopedia. Some of you will think of a long shelf of books, and others of you will think of an online portal to articles about certain subjects and topics, those in my generation, of a big shelf of books with topics and articles listed alphabetically. Well, we have to go back farther to understand the meaning of encyclopedia. From the Greek, it means a cycle of studies for a child that would help that child to grow into a full version of himself or herself. It was essentially a way of discussing and describing the curriculum that you would take a child through to become a fully functioning, serving adult. It's also in our word pais paidos, is in our word, well, pediatrician, physician who serves children. It's also in our word pedagogy. And pedagogy, it comes from two words in Greek, the word ago, which means to lead, and of course, pais paidos, it means to lead a child. And in history, this could be a slave who would lead a child to his classes and ensure that that child was studying properly, kind of overseeing the education, say, of a Roman aristocratic child. Well, it also came to mean just any method that we use that would lead a child to learn something. So our pedagogy is a teaching method or technique. Okay, so you see here, there's pais paidos, there's paideia, which means education in Greek, is translated with educatio in Latin. It comes into English so that we find the word education in many of the Romance languages. So it's educación in Spanish, it's educazione in Italian, and so forth. Even in those languages, it retains this idea of bringing up, rearing, nurturing. So do you want to bring a good education to your child? I think we would be well served to retain these original ideals for what education means and to extend it into the future. What if we started thinking of education as cultivation and virtue, the development of character, even the development of manners? And there's another topic that's worth discussing at some point in the future. What does it even mean to have manners, and why are they important? It's interesting. This is a bit of a tangent, but William Wilberforce, who of course wanted to and was successful ultimately in eradicating slavery in Great Britain, he saw the renewal and the abolition movement as involving a reformation in manners. What would be the connection there? That would be fun to explore, but manners are indicative of someone who's been cultivated in virtue, somebody who has grown in character and wisdom, who knows how to behave and act in various circumstances and situations with honor, respect, patience, love, humility, virtue. So I hope that you will consider getting your own edition of the Oxford English Dictionary. Maybe you can get this micrographic version that I got. I think it was $50 on the internet, including the magnifying glass. Or subscribe to the OED and study the history and the meaning of any word, but certainly these important words like education. Well, thank you for staying with me. Thank you for listening or for viewing. This has been another episode of the Christopher Perrin Show on the TrueNorth.fm podcast network. Thanks for joining me.